Welcome to Hangar Flying, the ultimate aviation podcast brought to you by Smokehouse Pilots. Join us as we soar through the skies with fascinating stories and experiences through our incredible guests who share their aviation journey. Our mission is simple. Aviation plus community equals opportunity and impact. Fasten your seatbelts. This is Hangar Flying. All right, welcome to Hangar Flying with Smokehouse Pilots. This is our initial conversation as we are venturing down this path of providing a new platform for all of us to connect. So Adrian and Randy, welcome to Hangar Flying with Smokehouse.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for being here as leaders of Smokehouse. And I'm looking forward to going down this path with not only you two, but also the other leaders of Smokehouse. And so just for everybody listening, we do have a team that helps run Smokehouse. And so what we've done is we split ourselves up a little bit just so we can have a smaller conversation with each other. And we'll have that other broadcast after this to come. So just a little bit of framework there. That being said, welcome to the show. This is, again, our first time getting together, and it's our initial launch of this podcast. And it's been kind of in the works for a while, huh?
It's been in your head for a while.
Yes.
But now it's real and we're excited about it.
The idea has come to fruition.
Yeah. It's been in the works for a while. And so what's cool is that when we look at the progression of Smokehouse and how we've been able to sort of grow that community, and remember our, and for those that, you know, maybe this is the first time hearing this mission statement, but it's really simple. It's aviation plus community equals opportunity and impact. And so from today forward, anytime you listen to this podcast, I want you to think about that particular focus and mission, and that aviation plus community equals opportunity impact. And I hope that what we're able to provide to our audience is exactly that, wherever it is that you can find the right community, hopefully it's ours, that share a passion of aviation, but it's also finding those opportunities where then you can actually go out and create impact as well. So I just want to frame that out for everyone listening, that that is the lens, Randy and Adrian, correct, that we are looking at everything we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that community has continued to build rapidly. So, you know, that has led to more opportunities, that has led to more impact, and that's going to continue.
Perfect. And so Randy, if you could, can you share with the audience a bit about the members that make up Smokehouse Pilots?
Yeah. So basically we've got pilots, but we have professional pilots though that do it for a living. We have those that are just passionate. So maybe pilots that just do it from a recreational standpoint. There's people like you and I that I'd say we put it on the category that we're not professional pilots, but we use it in our profession. I use it to, you know, to go see clients, and you're doing some of the same thing as well. We have non-pilots. Adrian, didn't forget you. We have non-pilots, and that's a big piece. We have air traffic controllers as well. So it's really kind of cool because those of us that are in this ecosystem and we sort of know we depend on each other, we're all here and we've had opportunities to really pick each other's brains and kind of get inside what's the real world of air traffic control, of professional flying. And that's been a really cool piece of this. But Adrian, I have to ask you from a non-pilot standpoint, because I would say maybe most of the people that are part of Smokehouse are pilots. I think there's more and more people that are getting into Smokehouse that aren't pilots. Why would they want to be part of that group?
Yeah, thanks, Randy. So as a non-pilot, which I've dubbed myself, I think what I get out of it is a sense of community, somewhere I belong. I didn't really have that as an introverted person. I can kind of watch in the background, although sometimes I have to be in the forefront, but I can be involved, learn about things, and the connections I'm making are a little bit different, right? I'm not flying other people's airplanes, but I'm riding in other people's airplanes, and I'm going to events where I'm meeting people that I would have never met, and I'm forging friendships along the way. Some of my closest friends now have come out of Smokehouse, so that's what I've gotten out of it.
That's right. I mean, Adrian, you're able to meet pilots and also non-pilots, but also connect with them along the way. And like you said, you've been able to really build relationships with those that have that connection to aviation. And so it's really cool that when we have our speak outs or fly outs and you're able to meet everyone that's involved there. And you know, what's really cool, I just thought of this, is that yes, we're having flyouts for the pilots, right? And we're taking our planes to these places. But also, what I love when we see this happen is whenever pilots start to bring their families or yes. you know, their significant others.
Yeah, that's how they start to see the world, the world that we've been in and that we love so much. The other thing I didn't mention is an obvious thing. There are non-pilots that are looking to become pilots. You know, starting from people who are just like, I don't know if this is ever possible, but could I be a pilot someday? And just kind of entering into this world and the conversations, especially the conversations that happen on the Facebook group, because it's very active, you can just be kind of monitoring them, starting to get a sense of what's that world's about. And I think we've seen some of that as well. People that were sort of, you know, on the outside thinking, well, maybe I want to get on the inside. This sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I love whenever we do a flyout and someone says, hey, I have an extra seat or two. And we see people start to show up and to hear those stories around what they thought or felt after we get back or when we're at lunch, right? And we're having those conversations. And so again, if we all can step back and think about that, again, it's the aviation plus community equals opportunity, and that opportunity to get in that airplane and have that experience and then come back and then share that story with, you know, their world, that's impacting a lot of people. And so, boom, we've done it right then and there. And so it's kind of neat when you think about it full circle on that sense. So to Randy's point, we have members that are professional pilots, commercial pilots, military pilots, retired, both active and non. And we've got student pilots, controllers, enthusiasts, you name it, we have it. And I just want to make sure that everyone is aware you have a space in Smokehouse for sure.
Absolutely. There's something for everybody and which is just the center point of aviation. And it's interesting if we kind of go back, I think I've been part of the Smokehouse Pilots Club for about 5 years. I joined when it was less than 1,000. I think that there were probably hundreds about 5 years ago. And we were introduced by a mutual client. And the love of aviation is what got things going. But also we have such common love for what we do in our business life as well. And then, you know, what's crazy is that we're, you know, getting to know each other and realize we fly the same kind of airplane. So we realize we have the same type of airplane, SR-22. Then we find out, well, it's the same generation two. That's kind of cool. Then we find out it's the same year. Well, that's pretty cool too. And then we find out they're one serial number away from each other. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Now, Gabe, you just need to say, you know, kind of which one is ahead of others. I don't want to say it because it's self-centered, but
I guess you're 905 and you're the big brother.
I'm the big brother and my airplane is the big sister. So
that's right. Yeah.
You better listen.
that is right. You know, it's interesting though, like what a small world that is when you think about that. I mean, I know that maybe for those that don't, you know, understand how that is such a, from a statistic standpoint, think about that.
Someone should somewhere tell us what the probability of that happening. Like some statistician out there probably knows it, could figure it out. I think the odds are pretty low, but it happened. And that's an example of just how somehow there's this energy, pulls people together. There's common elements. There's things we learn. We've learned from each other. And it's just what constantly happens as long as we're open to that. And I think that's why I'm excited about this podcast, because this is a platform to get much more of those conversations going, very interesting people with stories, things to share, inspiration. And this is the beginning of that. So this is going to be so cool.
It is the beginning. And, you know, we've said this, you know, I think we've said this internally quite a bit, but when you think about the community, when we started it, it was in 2000 and, well, call it the Facebook page started in 2017 of April, right? April of 2017. And as we grew, it was interesting because a lot of people just considered us to be a Facebook group and it's just an online platform. And I think what we've started to realize is that it's much deeper than that. And I feel like that comes through with the different events and opportunities we try to coordinate and offer to members, right? So we do that through what we call flyouts, where we'd fly to lunch somewhere and we take a bunch of airplanes up and Adrian and I will jump in the Cirrus and Randy will jump in his and we'll go somewhere and we'll all meet with people that fly in now from all over the area. And so I guess my point is that it's much deeper than just an online platform. It is actually a physical thing where we're going and meeting and understanding and meeting people in their space and in their, you know, planes. And so for those that might find that interesting, that is an opportunity that you have as a member of Smokehouse. And so does anyone else, Randy or Adrian, want to speak on the other events that we do that we call Speakouts?
Every month we hold a Speakout. This year we've kicked off virtual Speakouts so we could reach a broader audience that may not be in the area and can't physically attend. So that's a new thing. And we just had our first one actually this week, and that went really well. We had a large showing. And what's nice about that is it's posted and folks can go back and watch it later and learn some things that they may not have known. The in-person Speakouts are the first Wednesday of every month at a wing place in the local area. And we usually try and bring in speakers. Some are recommended. Some are folks that have reached out. Some are folks we've brought in to try and hit topics that we think have been either a pain point or something that just has piqued people's interest and we want to share and learn more. That's kind of what I love about it is the learning part of it. I know nothing and I go in there and I'm like, oh, okay. I got a little bit more of a sense when I'm riding in these airplanes or around these airplanes. Now I know that. That's great. I now have a new weather app because of one of these Speakouts. So those are all great opportunities for learning.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love it. That's great. I never thought about that. That's good that you got a new app.
Before it was just, hey, Gabe, what's the weather going to be tomorrow? And it was, I don't know. Hold on. Let me look. Yeah. And
Gabe was your app before. Now well, you got one.
So since we're on the topic of Speakouts and how, you know, you think about the origin of Smokehouse, I'll just tell a quick story on, because it's often asked of how did Smokehouse name come about? And so I think that might be an interesting thing to share here as we launched Hangar Flying. And so the way that happened was many, many years ago, a group of us would continue to go on a few, what we didn't know, but we labeled as flyouts, right? We went to these places together and we would come back and there was four or five of us, six of us maybe. And we would stop at this place called Smokehouse Live Barbecue in Leesburg, Virginia. And I remember it as if it were yesterday, honestly. And we would sit there and we would debrief the flight. We would understand what went well, what didn't. And we just started doing that, you know, month in, month out. And then we started inviting others to join us on that. And so when that started to grow, it was amazing. And it was more of a byproduct of a good group of people of just really pushing together this idea of community. And so what happened was, we ended up having to leave that space due to it shutting down. And so when we left, of course, we had to come up with something. And we said, well, we're going to name ourselves. And so we named ourselves Smokehouse Pilots Club. And so that's the origin of this. And really understanding that from that point forward, for those that kind of got it started, they kind of basically handed it off. And there was a flight school involved in there. And he just kind of said, look, you guys just continue this forward. And so we did. And so as we've done that, we've evolved into these opportunities of whether it's events, speakouts, flyouts, trying to give back education community or philanthropy. We've done fly-ins and all kinds of things as a result of just kind of starting with a few friends back in the day. And so here we are. And so I just think that origin story is important to share on this initial podcast launch. And again, thinking through that, it's still in my mind that we're just getting started.
Yeah, that's interesting that you say that. And then, you know, I'll add to that. So I sort of didn't realize I was in this early on, but was in there pretty early on, you know, because there was only a few hundred. But now, you know, I would say it's maybe 6 months, maybe a little bit longer, where you started to realize that you and Adrian just couldn't do this all by yourself, you know. So you're Gabe, I will say that you're a good multitasker. You're an optimist, and you basically think you can do everything, and you pretty much do. Like you were managing all these things, and Adrian, you know, was in sort of behind the scenes managing all these things. But there became a point where I think you must have had a realization that if this organization is going to be served and be what it can be, you sort of had to think about getting others involved to help and to take more responsibility. So that happened recently. You want to talk a little bit about what led to that?
Sure. So as you think about all of the things that we've been discussing, whether it's fly out, speak outs, the opportunities that we're trying to create and think up, what was interesting was that as we grow those events, there is a ton of effort and logistics that go into that. There's a lot of things that need to happen in order for us to be safe, for us to have our members have an ease of experience. There's a tremendous amount of planning with, if it's going to an airport, we have to make sure that we let them know. We have to make sure that we let the restaurant know. We have to make sure that they're staffed. There's all kinds of things. And so as we continued to grow, interestingly enough, you know, as we do what we do, and specifically Randy, you and I, we help businesses grow in this way. And so, you know, I frankly took what we teach and I tried to figure out a way to apply it within what we do in Smokehouse, because I feel like we can't let the people down who are wanting more of this. And so in order to do that, we have to have a team in order for that to come to life. And so what's happened is that we've found the amazing people that are on this leadership team to help with that. And so we all have and bring to the table, I think, unique abilities for that, who believe in the same thing and the same cause and have those values. And so the turning point was when we realized that we needed to have support to, frankly, have the foundation to run successful events and run successful things. That takes a team. And so here we are, and I couldn't be more grateful, because it's fun, it's great, and you're surrounded by people that believe in the same cause. And so that's really been the turning point, Andy.
Yeah, you got some really good, talented people, that will be on the next podcast or a future podcast, other members of the team that have really been instrumental taking their talents and planning and marketing and graphics. It's like all those kinds of things that are kind of beyond me, but have done an incredible job. And I've just being part of this and watching it, I've been in awe, not only the talent, but the enthusiasm and willingness to step up to the plate. These are all, everybody that on this Smokehouse leadership team, we're busy people. We have, you know, we have our demands in our life like everybody else, but this is all coming from passion. And hopefully people that are part of Smokehouse see the passion, feel the passion, and want to be part of that passion. And again, I'll say this podcast is just another element that's going to lead to more of that sharing. We're going to hear people's stories. We're going to learn things that we hadn't learned before. I think it's going to be so much fun, and we're going to have an opportunity to do some hosting. You know, we're going to trade off on that. That's fun too, just to be able to ask questions and listen and learn. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I have to also say real quick on that note is that, you know, as we build the team and all of that, you know, and bringing everyone's unique abilities to the table, I think Adrian has been instrumental in sort of taking all the chaos that we've mentioned in the beginning as far as in a head and trying to compartmentalize that in the ways that we, you know, act on. And so, you know, again, everyone on this team has great skills and knowledge and abilities to continue to work as a team. And I think that's really cool. And I hope that our listeners see that as well and feel it, because that is a direct benefit of this team. And so I just want to make sure that that is of utmost importance. It's all about the culture, and it's all about the people that we're able to surround ourselves with. So that being said, Adrian, anything else on that topic?
No, I think you guys hit the nail on the head there. We are all playing our roles now. And thankfully, it was really stressful before that. A lot of sleepless nights, but the one thing that stayed true was that vision. That vision's always been there. The things you're seeing now are 3-4 years in the making. And now that we have a team, we can move faster, more efficiently, and provide more value and opportunities to people.
That's right. To that point, one thing is I think it's important to move fast when you can, but it's also more important to move fast together. And I feel like our team has a good ability to do that while also juggling a ton of different things in our lives. And so all that to say, giving the listeners a bit of the inside, if you will, as to who is running and really trying to push forward Smokehouse Pilots' mission.
Yeah, and I think there's a chance that there's people listening that aren't yet part of the community. So any guidance in terms of how they can connect and become part of the community?
Sure. So those that haven't yet joined our Facebook group, I highly suggest to check that out. For those that have been in the Facebook group, what you'll find or what you'll First of all, I want to say thank you for being in there. And second of all, Randy, Adrian, you guys probably see every single day in your Facebook feed some sort of engagement that probably comes through Smokehouse, right? And so would it be fair to say that the engagement in the Smokehouse Facebook group is just nonstop?
It's
and
constant.
It's quality. It's a quality engagement.
Yeah, and I'm going to emphasize that because there's a lot of there are people I know that aren't on Facebook because they just don't like some of the activities and the dialogue. It can get nasty in some cases. And I say this is nothing about other groups, but one thing I think about our group is that we do have a screening process. It's just really about being a good person and respectful. That's really what it comes down to. And what's happened is that the conversations, the dialogue are really in that arena. So they're a pleasure to be part of it. Yeah, sometimes opinions will be out there and it can be some tougher conversations, but I think consistently it's respectful and it's eye-opening. So I think that the quality of the people in this group is really, really high. And so if you want to be part of something like that, I think, give the Smokehouse Facebook group a try. And for those on Facebook, is there also a way to participate?
We do have a website, smokehousepilots.com. I actually encourage, even if you are on the Facebook, to use that website. We have a lot of resources there that are captured in one place. You know, it's a different format than Facebook, so it may be easier to follow in that way. And that also leads you to our emails. So you will get each of us at our own email addresses through Smokehouse Pilots. Mine is adrian@smokehousepilots.com. Most of the other leadership team members, it's just their name. Gabe@smokehousepilots.com. Randy@smokehousepilots.com. So if you need to reach us, there's always a mechanism in doing that. And Gabe posts his phone number everywhere on the internet. So worst case, just send him a text message and he'll send you a link to whatever you need.
That's a fair point. It's authentic. That being said, though, you can sign up for what we would call, and I guess what you would consider, an email that is giving you awareness around the events that we host. And so we try to send out an email only on those topics. You're not going to get anything else other than that. It's, hey, we got a fly out coming up. Hey, we have a speak out coming up. And hey, you can join us on those things. And so you get the details on that. So those that are listening can just go to the website on the front page, just sign up for that email distribution list if you'd wish. So that being said, we want to wrap this up and just say thank you all for listening. This is, again, the next step in the evolution within Smokehouse's journey. And I hope that all of you find value in what it is that we're able to bring through these conversations with amazing people that, frankly, we've already got lined up. We have a lot of different folks lined up, and they're about to really start to come to life. And so before we wrap that up, Randy, Adrian, any other closing thoughts here before I wrap up?
I would just say it is a community that you get so much out of and just naturally want to give to. And so any way you can connect with us, that will be great. We're also at events too, more and more of the big air shows, and Leesburg Air Show is also one that locally is well represented as well. But there's all these opportunities to connect, and we look forward to meeting people that we haven't met before, and hope that you get as great an experience as we do in being part of Smokehouse.
Yep. And I'm just going to echo those sentiments. Even if you don't know anything and just are curious, there's nothing that says you have to stay around every day, but just pop by, stop in, ask a question. If you want somebody to ask it for you, message someone. It's a very welcoming environment, and that's why I'm still there. So we look forward to meeting you all, and until next time.
Yeah, so thank you for that. And you can find us on, as we mentioned, our Smokehouse Pilots Facebook page. We also have an Instagram that you can connect with and follow along through the pictures and videos. And then finally, we do have a YouTube channel that you can subscribe to. So all that being said, thank you so much for tuning in to the initial podcast of Hangar Flying. You will hear from the other leaders of Smokehouse Pilots as we move forward here. But thank you again for your time. And remember that aviation plus community equals opportunity impact. And that is the ultimate goal here at Smokehouse Pilots.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks. We'll see you soon, y'all.